to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. It is said that for every good man, there is of necessity a good woman behind him, helping to make his achievements possible. I don't think there are very many exceptions to that rule. But this week I want to illustrate another rule altogether, a rule not of mutual support and strength in doing right, but a sinister rule that binds those who are doing wrong, those who are committing the ultimate crime against us, that of genocide against our race. One of the foremost means by which we are being killed is by the most direct means imaginable, except perhaps incendiary bombs on a massive scale. We are being killed by preventing white women from having white children. Our rulers do this in diverse ways, diverting young women in their prime childbearing years to prolonged education for a prolonged career making or selling widgets to chumps or serving as a functionary in the establishment that is killing them, promoting convenience abortions and near universal contraception, convincing white women that white men are the enemy, and perhaps most deadly of all, convincing white women to choose non-white sexual partners. One of the primary ways this is done is through popular music marketed to young whites, male and female alike, and that is what I'll be discussing today. For we will see, behind every racially destructive song that denigrates white people or exalts the toxic ghetto subculture, behind every rapper who calls for murdering white families and raping white women, behind every white pop starlet who grinds herself against non-whites on stage, behind all of these unspeakable, intolerable outrages, there is a Jew, a member of the Jewish elite, a Jewish manager, a Jewish executive, a Jewish media mogul, a Jewish-controlled corporation. Let's begin by examining a truly disgusting song. This is What Rock and Roll Looks Like by a creature who calls herself Porcelain Black. The apparently white Black, real name Elena Beaton, colors her hair half black, half white, sometimes paints herself part black, dons custom clothing that is half black and half white, and even has publicity pictures taken in front of a half black, half white backdrop. We get it, Porcelain. We get it. In the video for her song, Porcelain acts ghetto black, associates with blacks. A black defends her when some so uncool white girls call her names, fondles and is fondled by black males. One black male rapper implies he had intercourse with her last night, though he can't remember her name. And this elicits a big, knowing smile from Porcelain. In the video, Black and her gang attack white students who are studying in the school library, knocking their books to the ground. The gang then breaks up an almost all-white cheerleading squad with their rap, while a young white female in the audience is so sexually attracted to one of the black male rappers that she can't keep her hands off him and has to be restrained by the police. Just about the only white males to be seen are some slack-jawed passive types trying their clumsy best to dance along with the rappers and cheer them on. Except for them, this video exists in a universe in which white males are effectively absent. Add in some obvious lesbian moves on young white girls in the school, along with grossly crude sexual innuendos that make street whores look like prim librarian ladies, and here you have what our young women are being taught is acceptable and cool by the anti-white executives of Universal Music, the producers and vendors of this filth. The chief executive officer of Universal Music, the largest music company in the world, is Lucian Grange. The longtime president and chief operating officer of Universal Music, recently promoted to chairman of their publishing division, is Zach Horowitz. Both are Jews. Despite the degeneracy, This is catchy pop music aimed directly at middle school and high school age teenagers. The message? It's unmistakable. It's cool to hang out with blacks and have sex with blacks. Black males are irresistible to white females. F the people who are, as Porcelain Black said in a recent interview, boring and beige. Wreck their gym and stop their game. Break up their study time. Trash their library. The cool white people act black and embrace racial mixing. Lesbianism is cool too. This is open promotion of the genocide of white people through the corruption of young white women and girls. Time for revolution. You're listening to American Dissident Voices. Do you remember Hannah Montana, the relatively wholesome, for these days, girl singer, played by Miley Cyrus on the Disney Channel, promoted as an idol to millions of young girls? Disney is a Jewish-controlled company, so something like what happened might have been planned for years. But Miley Cyrus has a new manager now, and she has been transformed from a healthy, normal girl into an icon of sexual degeneracy and racial mixing. Cyrus appeared recently in a music video entitled 23, in which a gang of black male rappers, assisted by extremely scantily clad girls, almost all of them white, take over a high school after locking the white male principal in a closet, turning the campus into one big rap concert. The video takes us into a sex-charged high school world populated almost entirely by black males and the white women who evidently have sex with them. The black males fondle Cyrus while she dances and twerks to the black music, putting their hands under her clothes while she rubs against them and simulates oral sex on a plastic finger. In Cyrus's music video, We Can't Stop, the singer celebrates freedom, singing, "It's my party, I can do what I want to, love who I want to." And it is clear from the images that the freedom she is celebrating is the freedom to go to bed with non-whites and with other women. On her recent Bangers tour, Miley Cyrus simulates masturbation on stage, grinds her nearly uncovered buttocks against the genitals of numerous all-black male dancers, when the latter aren't otherwise engaged fondling their own crotches, and sexually embraces numerous men, every one of whom is black, in a giant onstage bed scene. All this before an audience which consists in large part of 12 to 15-year-old white girls. The concert also features a movable pole-mounted make-out cam, which sweeps the audience, showing its captured images on a giant screen, while Cyrus strongly encourages everyone present to make out with whoever is next to you, boy or girl, black or white, just whoever's next to you, because this exemplifies the so-called one love that she stands for. Diane Martel, who is largely responsible for Cyrus's recent tour, is a Jew. Larry Rudolph, Miley Cyrus's new manager and the man responsible for the transformation of Cyrus from a sweet girl next door to a twerking, whore-like creature who masturbates publicly before giant images of black males and fondles black female buttocks on the stage, is also a Jew. He is also the man who managed the similar transformation of another white girl, Britney Spears, a decade ago. A specialist in degeneracy and the grotesque abasement and abuse of not only his clients, but of entire generations of young whites, Larry Rudolph is laughing in our face. He is open about what he is doing. And, deranged by popular media, which are also controlled by the Jewish power structure, millions upon millions of young whites pay a growing portion of their parents' shrinking paychecks for the privilege of being so abased.
American
Dissident Voices. Miley Cyrus and Porcelain Black are just two examples of the 24-hour non-stop torrent of degeneracy to which your children and mine are being subjected. Larry Rudolph and Diane Martel are just two recent characters in a massive Jewish army of money and brains that has been directed against the survival of our race for decades, and directed especially toward perverting our normal, healthy sexual behavior, with the ultimate goal of reducing the number of white children to below replacement level, a goal which has now been achieved. We live in a society where honorable white men and women, racially conscious white people who want to protect young white women and girls, are denounced and hounded, prosecuted and bankrupted, and made into unemployable pariahs. We live in a society where Jews like Larry Rudolph and Lucian Grange and Zach Horowitz are paid multiple millions of dollars for committing unspeakable acts of psychological and sexual abuse aimed directly at innocent girls and women. We live in a society where Rudolph and his ilk are legally untouchable for these unforgivable acts of abuse. And we live in a society where this grotesque and disgusting abasement and degradation of our women and girls is just one prong of a genocidal program aimed at removing us from the face of the earth forever. And let me tell you, there's no better way to exterminate living things than to disrupt their natural mating and reproductive behavior. And that is what the Horowitzes and their kind are doing to our children and our young people every day. It doesn't have to be that way, though. There are far more of us than there are of them. And we have morality, real survival-based morality, and truth on our side. We have the natural instincts of decent men and women on our side. Against their philosophy of death and hate, we have life and love on our side. We have, within our souls, the germ of a future society in which the Larry Rudolphs and the rest of his tribe will not be able to ply their filthy trade anymore, where they will never again be welcome in our living space. And in that new society, our young people will learn who they really are, the heirs of Pythagoras and Poe, Darwin and Da Vinci, and will understand that their sexuality is a sacred part of their connection with their storied past and limitless future. In our future society, they will respect themselves too much to fall for the sleazy blandishments of the twisted liars anymore. If you want to join a community of men and women who are right now working to build that new society, join the National Alliance today. It's time for revolution. You've been listening to American Dissident Voices, the radio program of the reconstituted National Alliance membership organization, founded by William Luther Pierce in 1970. This program is published every week at whitebiocentrism.com and nationalvanguard.org. Please write to us at National Alliance, Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. We welcome your support, your inquiries, and your help in spreading our message of hope to our people. Once again, that address is Box 172, Laurel Bloomery, Tennessee, 37680, USA. Until next week, this is Kevin Alfred Straub reminding you of the words of Richard Berkeley Cotton. Freedom is not free. Free men are not equal. And equal men are not free. We are the song. We greet the Lord.
For blood and for soil, we will work, we will toil. Heaven is born on the earth. The heroes arise as we shout to the skies. We will now have our rebirth.